something for the weekend. It is Saturday and on the line we have got a man I would like to kidnap. Nevin Maguire, hello.
How are you? Gee, that's some introduction, kidnap.
Well, for your cookery skills, of course, because I'm not a great cook. So if I could have you there in the house, available at all times to make me a meal, that'd be great.
Do you know the amount of people I meet and say, oh, I can't cook and, you know, I don't know how to boil water. But I honestly believe anyone can cook in some shape or form. And whether it's making a very simple poached egg or scrambled egg or something very basic, I think just to cook something from scratch, I think that's the key. And then you know what goes into it. So I definitely get a lot of people that come to cookery school and, you know, they're nervous, they want to learn. And yeah, it's all about getting the basics. Where I got the love of food was from my mother, and that's what starts at home, I think so.
Yeah, well, the basics. Well, you just mentioned an egg there. I was talking to Rachel Allen on the show not too long ago and I was telling her how I don't even know how to fry an egg. Like, I can't get it right, Nevin. So I don't know whether it'd be that could be a reality show teaching me how to cook. And if you succeeded, that'd be something else. That'd be a real triumph.
I think we'd have some fun, I think so. But, you know, I think it's about, I suppose for me, I was the first boy in my school to do home economics, which I think is a fantastic subject. And I think every person should do it. It should be known as life skills. And I just think, you know, cooking is starting from a young age. And that's, I suppose, with the new book that I've allowed to learn to cook with Nevin, it's very basic. It's peered back. It's four different steps. It's broken into four chapters. And, you know, you have your breakfast, lunch, dinner, but you're not going to be in the kitchen all day. That's the key. It's quick recipes, but easy to follow. I think that's what people want, and that it's not kind of an array of ingredients. You're thinking, what is that? What's in that? I don't know that. So
yes,
I think
stuff you've never heard of. I hate that when you're like, I've actually never heard of this. So I know for a fact my local supermarket are not going to have that ingredient. It's interesting you mentioned there about home economics, because when we were in school, sometimes girls were kind of told not to do it because they didn't want girls thinking that they had to do that because they had to be like at home all the time cooking. When actually I didn't do it, now I'm lacking that skill. So go do home economics. It's gas, Nevin, because I'm looking at your picture here. I'm calling you on WhatsApp, right? So your face is right in front of me. You're the spitting image of our very own Damien Farrelly, who does the afternoons here on Classic Hits. The two of you could be brothers. It's kind of freaky.
I've been told that before, so I have. So that's a good one.
And he's from Kells.
I'm not sure how good he is at the cooking.
He's brilliant. He actually trained as a chef before he went into radio.
Fantastic.
I know. So either he's trying to be you or you're trying to be him. I don't
I love it.
It's gas. So I'm going to stick up that picture. You actually did meet him once, so there is a photograph of you floating around together. Now this book, Learn to Cook with Nevin, you're really going basic on this, because you're talking about things like how to chop properly, how to saute, how to separate things, how to whisk. Do a lot of people not know how to do these things properly?
Yeah, there's an awful lot of people. It's one of the most asked questions, how to chop an onion, and it's one of the chapters, you know, just how to do chop an onion, you know, to slice different vegetables, cut them for stir fry. So we kind of paired it right back that it was very, very basic, nice skills. You know, as chefs, we'd kind of take it for granted, but there's a lot of people that just want to know how to get the basics right. And I think, you know, showing them how to chop and, you know, slice things and prepare things. And then your phone now is the main camera, and, you know, where people take pictures of their products or of their food, should I say, not products, but, you know, so I think it's engagement, and it's just encourage that and give to make your food look fantastic. I think that's a chapter that you can jazz up a recipe that you make at home, and you can post it and people are proud to say, I made this from scratch.
A bit of garnish on the top does wonders.
You said it, absolutely. I mean, like, it's all about, you see, you eat with your eyes first, and then I think if you enjoy the food, you know, then you can sit down and cook for your family and enjoy it. Because, like, in the cookery school, one of our most popular classes is the half day kids and parents, and they can be aged from about 6 to about maybe 14, say. And, you know, I just think with this book here, we paired it right back. Like, you know, there's some lovely kind of breakfast recipes, like eggy bread, BLT. You have your lovely kind of fluffy pancakes. One of my favorites is a hazelnut yogurt brown bread. So it's made with yogurt and the hazelnut yogurt, and it's a very, very simple. So bacon is a big thing, because, you know, kids, and I mean, this book is not just aimed at kids, it's aimed at adults that want to learn how to cook basics and just enjoy good food at home, I think.
I'm always amazed, professional chefs, how do they not cut the fingers off themselves when they're chopping things so small and they're doing it so fast? Have you had any injuries in the kitchen over the years,
absolutely,
Nevin?
And usually if I cut myself or I burn myself, I usually do 3 in a row. You see, when you're using good sharp knives, you can just lose your focus and your concentration for a second and then you nick yourself. It doesn't mean that chefs professionally, because we use knives nearly every day of our lives, but that we don't, you know, have have an accident or an injury or burn yourself. These things happen. And just
part of the
thankfully,
job.
I haven't had, touch wood, I haven't had any in a long time.
You haven't chopped off an entire finger then, thank God.
Oh God, no way. No, definitely not.
Listen, now that I have your number, Nevin, McNean House and Restaurant always booked out. So... Now that I have a direct number, like, is there ever a possibility of getting a table if an old text is put into Nevin Maguire?
There absolutely is. And, you know, one thing, you know, we are busy. Like, we're not big, so we're not, you know, we have, what, 20 bedrooms. We have 60 staff employed. We're open the 5 days a week, but we get lots of cancellations and people go online and look it up. And every day we get cancellations. So you have my number. You'll be sending me a text to get a book and there'll be no problem.
I didn't realise that you're the dad of twins.
Connor and Lucia, they're 9 and they're all excited now. Yeah. About Christmas and the Elvis after coming this week, and because we've never opened the restaurant at Christmas, so it's very much a family time, and it's nice to be able to cook and relax and just, you know, I think it's a special time to enjoy it with your family, so that's what we intend.
You must be just about getting the sleep back now. After rearing twins. Oh, I always think anybody who has twins are absolutely incredible. I'm full of questions for people with twins.
Well, you'll enjoy this one. I met a woman in Cork once and she had 19 children, 4 sets of twins.
Ah, stop.
No
it.
Joke, genuinely.
Ah, stop it. Didn't have a television in that house, clearly.
Yeah, I know. She mustn't have. And, you know, she came up and she wanted to buy a book of me and I said, no, you're not paying for that. You've earned it. Bless her. God love her. But she was a lovely wee woman.
Yeah.
So,
in fact, she earns for somebody to hand her dinner every day and not to have to
cook. Definitely. It was like running a restaurant, I'd say, too.
Jeez, Nevin, how would you cook for 19 children? Even yourself probably couldn't manage that.
Yeah, the probably older ones would have just helped the younger ones, and incredible. I mean, the guy was just in awe, just chatting to her and listening to the stories of cooking for them and just enjoying it. But big, but like, there's 9 in my family, 5 boys and 4 girls, and I'm a twin too, as well as having twins.
Oh, are you?
So it's a big family, it's a great fun.
You're not Damien Farley's twin, though. So there's actually 3 of you knocking around, not 2. And is your brother very like you?
He's a woodwork teacher and technical drawing. In the Salesians in Easton Selbridge, so he is. So is he very like me? We are like in many ways, but different in many ways too.
Yeah. But do people think that he, like, when they see him on the street, they think it's you, do they?
No.
Not that
only
far.
Say that today, I mean, so they do.
Brilliant. Well, listen, Nevin, it's been great catching up. I'm delighted that the book doesn't have any fancy ingredients and we'll be able to actually get them. It's called Learn to Cook with Nevin, and that sounds like an ideal Christmas present, doesn't it, as well? So for parents or for children or for anyone in the family, as you say, it's for people who are young and old who just want to learn how to cook, get that bit better, or kind of like hone their skills a bit when it comes to even chopping or things like that.
You're right. And just to keep it simple, and listen, lovely to talk to you. Thank you for being on the show. I know it's a bit early, but to wish you and all your listeners a very happy Christmas.
Thanks, Nevin. I'll be on to you about a booking.
See you.
Bye.
See you at Black Line soon.
See
Thanks
you.
Bye.
It's something for the weekend. It's Ireland's Classic Hits.